yourself the way you see it. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, listeners. It is 0900 hours. It is Sunday morning. It is the Jay Wright Show. Y'all know the show. You're familiar with it. You hear it regularly every Sunday in your airways. Well, I'm live. I'm here in the studio. And I'm doing something this Sunday morning. I think it's for you. I got some guests that's going to be in the studio with me this morning. And they got some very interesting information they're going to share with you about housing and several different things as it relates to purchasing homes and refurbishing them and selling them again or renting them out, what have you. So they got a great history, a great story as it relates to housing and purchasing housing, things such as that. So they're going to share that with you here shortly, sometime this morning. But I want to start this morning actually by thanking you, the listening audience, for always continuing to be on with me Sunday mornings and to be a part of this platform. And it is a great, great opportunity for me, ultimately, but for you as well, to have the chance to engage and dialogue and issues of the day and things that are important to you, or at least I try my best to bring information to you that might be important. So let's jump right in. Let's get started. We're going to talk about we're going to make sure, absolutely, David Mack, 1 to 2 Saturdays. Listen in, David and his sons, and those guys are doing a great job. What I love about it is that you hear from several of the Mack boys. I'm saying I don't mean to call them boys, but they're men. David Mack, and then he got those two sons. They're chiming in and they're talking about issues. I appreciate them. You need to listen in from 1 to 2. Great family dynamics going on up in WJNI 106.3 studio. David, continue to do what you're doing, you and the sons as well. This is a call-in platform. You know the platform. In fact, today is an open line. 843-308-9564 is the number. Call right now. 843-308-9564 is the number. What say you? What's on your mind? What would you like to talk about? Today's open line. I'm not going to create a whole bunch of conversations or topics about the issues, because I think what's important is that I have a day such as today where I give you, the caller, a chance to call in. And it may be something that's on your mind that I haven't discussed and you like to have discussed. That number is 843-308-9564. The sponsors is who make the show. And those sponsors are Askew Paint and Body Shop, Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, Jairus Place in Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson Hall Funeral Home, Hannibal's Kitchen, The Family Seafood Market, 843-747-1999. Call over there. Get your crabs, your seafood. They're open today. Check Masters, Check Cashing, and Tree of Life Ministry on Rivers Avenue. They had I'd like to hear from Wallace and Tammy. At least call up and let me know how that revival went this last couple of days. I was hoping I could have got by there on yesterday. Due to unforeseen circumstances, I wasn't able to get there. But I like to know how things went, and I'm almost more uncertain that things went well. So I'd like to get a recap, if I could. What say you? What's on your mind today? I mean, what has been the topics of the week that you think should be discussed today? 843-308-9564. We have a lot of things going on. I only can imagine what you would talk about if you were in this position today to do so. But tons of things on the table, tons of issues on the table. So let's talk. Let's start this show off by giving you, the listening audience, 843-308-9564, the opportunity to talk, to call in and engage and be a part of this show. What's on your mind? I'd like to know what's on your mind. Now, of course, we had a very, very busy week. And, there is all this continued talk about COVID. And that seemed to always be a big topic. We rarely get a chance to swerve away from it. But if it's something that's happening, then, of course, we should be talking about it. We should not ever negate the opportunity to talk about something that is have a it's having a ripple effect around the world. I tell you one of the interesting stories I think that we had this week and seemed to have been ongoing, and I don't know where you are with it, and the discovery of the Alex Murdoch issues this week and the bond hearing and things like that. I don't know. I can't say what that's truly about, but do you have an idea? If you're here listening in America, and you're listening here in WJNI, and you're listening around the world, and you've had a chance, because that story has obviously been shared. That story has obviously been shared around the world about the Murdoch family, which I think is very intriguing. And one of the things I always say is that you've heard me say right here on the show oftentimes that power and money can have deadly consequences. Now, do I know anything about the Murdoch family? I know nothing about them. But of course, in most cases, I know very little about most rich, powerful families. But that story this week just seemed to be one that, it just keep coming back up about stories relating to a fatality years ago with the housekeeper. And I gotta say, you know, the whole idea that a housekeeper would fall over, be tripped over by a dog and die, that ain't an easy story. That is not an easy story to tell. So, is the Murdoch family one of those families that we're witnessing that are just very, very powerful, very influential family? And then the fact that they're, you know, this family is has a long history and a legacy of being lawyers, kind of tells you and me that they've been working with the system for quite some time. Now, working with the system can be up, can be down, right? But ultimately, what you always imagine would happen is that because of their long history and as a lawyer and working with the justice system, that they would automatically receive favor. Why? Because they know most judges and prosecutors and all the legal folks. They know them. So how does that family fare going forward? And the call. From the home when Mr. Murdoch found his wife and his son dead. You know, I cannot imagine how that story will end, what will become of that story, but I do know for a fact that had it not been for who they are, I'd like to make sure, had it not been for who they are, would he still be in jail today if he didn't have that strong family backing or that strong last name? Would he still be in jail today? And then the gentleman that, you know, supposedly did the shooting, was that staged? Was he someone that they put up to feel like, okay, well, you can... this can happen to you, and you don't have to worry about what's going to happen in the end, because we're going to protect you in every regard. But what I love about the fact that we have these open conversations and dialogues is that I can always find something to discuss, whether it be current events, activities of the day, things that may bother you, or things that has happened not only here, but around the world. But today is my rest day. I'm actually going to sit back today, and I'm going to rest, and I'm going to relax, and I'm going to enjoy the Jay Rice Show from a different perspective. So, as I love to do, I love to hand over the mic. I love to pass the mic, because that gives me a chance to sit back and smile and enjoy the show. You can't see me smiling, but I am, because I got two of my favorite people in the studio with me this morning. So, Benny Flowers.
Good morning.
Alberta Flowers.
Good morning.
My favorite people in the studio with me this morning. So my work is going to be easy, as they got something they're going to share with you about some great positive work that they've been doing. But don't forget, 843-308-9564 is the number. And I'm almost 1,000% certain that once they start talking about all these great things that they're doing and plan to do, then you'll have a reason to call in. So good morning, my favorite couple. How y'all doing this morning?
Go ahead. Thank you. You make us feel great on this Sunday morning. How you doing?
I'm well, man. Yeah. What better day to make you feel better good than a Sunday morning?
You're right about that.
Absolutely right. Well, thank you all so much for being in the studio with me. Yeah. But even more important, thank you all for what you all have been doing and continue to do. You got some good stuff to talk about. And So I like for my listening audience, the millions of listeners on WJNI 106.3, the Jay Rice Show, to know exactly what you all have been doing. I think you are an inspiration to others. So let's talk about what the flowers have been doing. And you know, I have to say, I gotta, you know, let me get this in before Benny start talking, because I didn't have this chance. Right. All those years I traveled and I came home and Benny had the barbershop. I'm gonna go back there a little bit, Benny.
Let's do it.
Because I always wanted to come home from wherever I was and come to the barbershop and lead the dialogue. But I was never able to, because Benny always had the mic. It was his shop. it was his shop. He always had the mic. And I would always say, Benny, you know, I got something to say, but, you know, it just didn't happen. So I'm going to pass the mic to you and let you have the dialogue that I could not have then.
Okay.
But I'll chime in.
All right, well, this is your barbershop, so you tell me what to do.
All right, we're in the Jay Wright barbershop now. So Benny and Bertha, thank you all again for being on with me this morning, and let's talk about some great things that you guys are doing.
Thanks for having us,
yeah. Well, thank you first of all. Really, really thank you for giving us an opportunity to come in today. You know, Johnny, I think if we could find one word to kind of put this radio show this morning in perspective, is the word share. You know, you're giving us an opportunity to share what we have been doing with other people, other folks, other families, or whatnot, you know. And we've been blessed. So truly, we've been blessed as a family. We've been through a lot.
Yes, we have.
I mean, like, a whole lot. I mean, we've been through a whole lot. You know what I mean? So what we want to talk about today is about generational wealth, sharing and passing along generational wealth to your next generation. And, you know, I know in our community, in a lot of communities, but I'm going to just kind of address the African-American community. This is something that we haven't really focused on or had an opportunity to really, what's the word I'm looking for, Berta? Perfect. You know, to where it becomes everyday knowledge within your families and communities that this is what you must do. So many of us, we live for the day, and, you know, we figure what we work for is what we need to spend, and then by the end of our so-called lifespan, you know, God said he'd give you 80 years, and then some, you know, then we figure we did what we had to do, but a lot of times we don't necessarily set it up to where our next generation can benefit. So, and a lot of people do. So the folks who have that mentality in their families, you know, thank God for that. But this, I think this sharing is for people that might not fully understand how it can benefit them. So, I mean, with that being said, we want to explain what we're doing. What we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We buy real estate and renovate it and create rental property, you know. And the rental property is something that what we wanted to do, our goal was, we got 8 children, right? And our goal was to be able to leave one house for each one of our children, yeah, for when we die, you know. And that house would be an income-generating property for them and their families and generations, and hopefully the income from that would allow them to purchase more properties, you know. So,
and that's not to say that they was not going to purchase their own, and we was not buying a house for them per se, because like he stated, they would receive those houses once we were gone.
Yeah, definitely. So if they listening, I mean, did you tell the kids we're going to be on the radio? Oh, man, we run
they're
around.
They're working, you know.
On Sunday morning?
They work for themselves, some of them. And, yeah. And we have dentists, we have doctors. So yeah.
They sleeping. They sleeping.
Maybe one or two sleeping.
No, but, you know, yeah, we want to make sure they know that, you know, you got to wait your turn.
Definitely.
Yeah, but we also wanted to have these properties create a retirement for us. So if God give us a few more years after we stop working, they would generate income for her trip to Rio de Janeiro and
right.
China
right.
and
right.
Africa.
Right.
Because I probably not work myself to death by now, so I'll be going.
Can we keep right? going on?
Yeah, yeah. She'll be the little old lady that got a bunch of money somewhere, right? But no, seriously, so it was just our retirement fund, and it worked out great. But I know a lot of people might not really know how to get going, so in order to do that, we'd have to take you back to our troubled, humble beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, even when you mentioned the barbershop, we human, man. We had some good days. We had some bad days. Some of our bad days was like really bad, mm-hmm. You know. We found ourselves in what year was that? 2006?
5.
2005? Mm-hmm. Okay, man. So 2005 was real long. Felt like 6. Anyway, but yeah, so we found ourselves with an incredible amount of financial trouble. You know what I mean? Me, myself, I mean, I ain't looking for nobody to feel sad for me, but, you know, I mean, I had a wife, 8 kids. Job, business, and everything else. And, you know, everything was crumbling around me. So, you know, me myself personally, I turned to drugs and alcohol. And, boy, that's a bad idea. It's a really bad idea, right?
But it's not uncommon at all.
No, and that's why what we're doing today is sharing. You know, I'm sharing my
Absolutely.
Circumstances. Hopefully some of the people could know, do not turn that down that road. Because that's like asking the devil for directions. so he definitely gonna lead you astray. But it happened, you know. And by 2005, mm-hmm. we had found ourselves bankrupt. What else?
We was going through foreclosure.
Yeah, foreclosure. I was like $48,000 in debt. Tow trucks was coming to the house, picking up stuff. You know what I mean? Hey, get out my yard. What you doing my...
People out the window. Somebody's been walking around the door. I
you
hear
see
some
that?
Noise.
Tow truck taking out cars. I mean, we was losing everything, you know, and it's just like one big giant snowball. So, I guess I got caught driving under suspension or something like that, and it had to do about 90 days in county. But don't get no worse than that. So it was like, bam, losing everything, losing the family. You know, me and her were going through some stuff, you know. It was my fault, you know. You ain't going to say nothing?
I'm not going to let you say all your fault.
No, I will hope not.
Marriage does not work like that. So.
Well, I was you got mighty quiet on the radio this morning.
I was making sure you stay in line with what we talked
about. Oh, we got a little outline right here. Yeah. But, yeah, so it was primarily my fault. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, you're the man of the family. You know, you're supposed to handle what you're supposed to handle, you know. And I thank God that my wife stayed with me and stuck in there, and we raised our family. We finished raising our family, and I thank him. We did great, you know. Like she said, you know, one of her sons is on his own business. We got a daughter that owns her own business. You know. Mm-hmm. Son is a doctor. Real in Hartford, Connecticut. And other daughters, and they in the dentistry and office. So everybody doing well, right? But we all been through a lot. Okay, boom. So that's out the way. So,
you know, I want you all to continue, man. I got love for you too. I got a whole lot of love for you too, because I've known you all my life, seems like.
Right.
But for you to talk about the value of to fall,
right,
and then the ability to get back up.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's a big deal. And I hope everybody's listening this morning, whether they're from whether they're religious based, whether they're from the streets, whether they're from wherever you're from,
mm-hmm.
your story is amazing, and it's one that we can all kind of relate to, right?
Right.
But when you start talking about those kids and eight kids. And I'm sitting there looking at y'all, and I've known y'all my life. You don't look like you could have eight kids, number one. Birdie, you've been working. And the value of a dentist and a doctor and being proud of your kids that have that are doing so much so well speaks volume to the fall, but how you got back up.
Yeah.
And so let's talk more about that, man. I this is very exciting. If you're listening, 843-308-9564 is the number. You're going to find out more about everything that Alberta and Benny's done, because I'm going to post it on Facebook, their Facebook page, everything that you can use to look and talk with them, even interact with them, because this is good stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
thank
man.
Thank you. Yes.
It's like you like your question is right on point with our little outline.
You know?
We didn't want to get over here and freeze up on you, right? But in order to fully understand, you know,
okay, see the story. Somebody's relating to this, so I got a call on the line. We're gonna jump right into the caller, and this is the Benny and Alberta Flowers Show. Compliments of the J. Wright. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3.
He's something else.
What say
good
you
morning,
this morning?
Jay. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Flowers. This is why I was calling there this morning, giving you an update for the weekend events that we had over at Tree of Life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was listening in and do want to comment on some of the stuff, but first let me give just a quick update as we've got to get back into church today. But we start out Thursday night with Bishop Marlon Gibbs. We really had a great time. He really brought a nice word. We've been trying to say over the last few weeks that we want to take church in a different level. You know, when people mention church, especially my friends and family, when they hear me talking about church on a Thursday or Friday night, that's way out of the norm for me. But we want church to be something different than that traditional hollering, hooping, falling out on the floor kind of thing that we saw when we were young kids growing up. And I think we accomplished that this weekend, because on Saturday, yesterday, and John, I understand you had an engagement that kept you from coming out, but we had a roundtable discussion just about life and how we counteract those challenges in life. And we had a phenomenal round table. We had a life coach, motivational speaker by the name of April Lewis that we met in Tampa. She used to be stationed in Fort Jackson, and she's a gold star wife. Her husband was killed in Afghanistan back in 2006. So she has a tremendous story. She's written books. She's appeared all over the country, and she brought a lot of information to the people that attended. And we had some other folks that came down from Tampa with us, and some local folks as well, including my niece, Isetta Green Shaw, who's the daughter of Apostle Washington Green, who's the founder of Tree of Life. And she shared her experience losing both parents at a very young age. You know, she lost her father, another Army veteran, at a very young age when she was only 7 years old. So she's been through a lot, experienced a lot, and is still persevering. And that's the thing we wanted people, the message we wanted that revival to bring to people was, hey, look, you too can make it. You know, you may have troubles in your life. You may have suicidal thoughts. You may have a drug problem, but you can overcome all that stuff. So it was really a really good revival. I appreciate you giving us the airwaves to get the word out. And we're going to wrap it up this morning at 11 with Tammy being the speaker, but we have some other folks on the program as well. So if anybody's out there looking for a place to worship this morning, come on down to 6337 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. We'd be more than happy to welcome you. We have some refreshments after service today, so if you're a little bit hungry, come grab a bite to eat for the soul and for the body. So again, John, thanks for everything you've done for us. Thanks for the airwaves and the flowers. I've been listening in. I'm going to listen some more to get some more information and learn a little bit more as I'm trying to get re-engaged back here in the community and do more and more, and to help out in any way that I can help you guys with any of your initiatives, please feel free to reach out to me.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, John, thanks again for everything. Keep up the good work, man, and I'll let you guys get back to the conversation and dialogue, and I will keep my ears to the phone and continue listening. Y'all have a great day now. Thanks again.
Wallace and Tammy and, you know, Tree of Life Ministry, I want to thank you, one, for being a sponsor. Two, I want to thank you for what you've done the last couple of days, you know, the revival and all, spending those 4 days to try to work on people and work on each other. I want to thank you for that. So, You guys continue the good work. Thank you again for the sponsorship, and we'll talk real soon.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Jane. You take care now. Y'all be good.
Be blessed. Thank you.
Oh, great caller. Okay, what we want to do is kind of go back. We're gonna step back just a little bit into our beginning. We were talking a little bit about the financial troubles that we had, mm-hmm. And if you can relate, just like the pastor said a few minutes ago, right? Just give us a call. Call in at 843-308-9564. As a matter of fact, I spoke to one of my financial brokers, and I asked him to give us a call also. So he's going to be calling in about 9:30 or so, because I want you to understand how do you accumulate the money and you get the money in order to do some of these purchases. That's a lot of it's not as hard as you think. Mm-hmm. So anybody that want to get started, just keep listening. But what I want to do is I want to take you through some of our financial troubles in order so you can fully understand how we got started. We was in bankruptcy. We was in foreclosure. We was losing everything. Everything that fell apart. So I was. I think we got a caller. Hold on.
Yes, sir. You know this. You know how to do this, Manny. We got a caller. We're gonna jump right into the callers because we want to make sure that you got a chance to engage in this. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the J Rice Show, but you're in the studio with me is Benny and Alberta Flowers. Good morning, caller.
Hello, parents.
Good morning. Oh,
hey, who's this?
Hey, Miss Shannon.
Miss Shannon.
Oh, this our morning, oldest daughter. This is the billionaire motivated speaker. Hey, how you doing, Shannon?
I am doing very well.
Okay, good.
At least this one that's not sleeping.
This is one of the ones that own business, and she's up on Sunday morning doing. Where you working at today?
I'm out at Wild Dunes today.
Okay, good. All right, well, talk to everybody for a few minutes, Shannon. We got 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. Tell them what you want to say.
Because
you are very, very wise young lady, and you have a lot of good points in reference to what we're doing. What you got, Shannon?
Okay, just wanted to say thank you for everything. I mean, you guys have been an inspiration. Definitely, we've learned a lot from you. Definitely very accurate description of growing days when things weren't always as easy, but we've learned so much from you guys. I mean, sometimes the hard times actually help you out in the future. I mean, right now I'm a mother of 6 children, and I'm doing the exact same thing with my children that you guys have instilled in us. Entrepreneurship, I've learned that from you guys, and I've been in business for myself for the last 6 years, but just growing up watching my parents own their own business and seeing how well you guys have done, it always inspired me to do the same when I, got to a point where I could own my own business and spend. You guys have been, like I said, inspiration. We're thankful. We love you guys. And we just appreciate everything you guys have accomplished and what you taught us. Taught us so much over these years, the good, the bad, regardless, we've learned from everything. And I mean, it's generations to come. Our kids are learning the same things that we've learned from you guys. I mean, I remember back in the day, getting binders.
We were going to talk about that binders.
Say that again. Okay. Tell me what you mean by the binder.
We created those binders.
We had to organize our finances, broke that thing up, and every week money's going to this and that, so we're not scrambling throughout the month to pay our bills on time. So I've actually got my daughter a binder now, and it's been a great, great experience for you guys to teach us these things. So I ain't going to keep you too long, but thank you. We love you. And keep up the good work. Keep sharing this information with everybody else because it's definitely needed.
All right, Shannon. Okay. You remember them binders. Matter of fact, we were just getting ready to talk about the binder.
That, yeah.
And I'm going to tell them exactly how the binder came about, all right?
All right. Cool? Sounds good.
All right.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Love you. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. He said we had a caller? No, not yet?
No, not yet. You guys keep on. But there was Shannon, I tell your mom and dad, they're grateful to have you called, but I'm grateful to hear from you because, you know, when we have kids that can appreciate what their parents have done, then that adds super, super value to life itself, because you could have very well been disgruntled and not be happy about, you know, some of the things you experienced as a kid, but that's not your case. And so I want to thank you, Shannon. I don't know you. I know your mom and dad, but I'm going to meet you soon. So thank you for calling in and celebrating them, because it takes a special child to do that, because not all always appreciate the hard work that your mom and dad put in.
Yeah, well, we really, really appreciate her calling. We really appreciate her. She, like she said, she's a mother of six.
Six children.
No, six children. Single, wait a minute. Single mother of six.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And she has her own business, you know what I mean? And she has never been, you know, I'm not going to say, she has always taken care of herself, you know what I mean? And her children. So, I mean, we are very proud of her and how she did it and whatnot. And she's, like, excelling in what she's doing now. So, you know, and she was the toughest cookie. Yeah, you know I was going to tell him, Shannon. You know what I mean? She was a tough one, but she got it. And she's transferring the information to her, so we're happy for that. But I want to go back to some of our troubles so we can let people understand when we talk about this, we're not somebody that they can't relate to. You know, we are just regular people, and we had ups and downs. But we was losing everything, bankruptcy, foreclosure, in debt, and the whole nine yards. And I had a dream one night, and God showed me this cross, right? And God said, "Man, you lay your troubles on the cross," right? I was like, "Man, what are you talking about, right? Come on, you know?" And I used to have dreams with people sitting on my chest, and I think we got the caller now. Hold on.
Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Rice Show, but in the studio with me is my friends, Benny and Alberta Flowers. Good morning.
Hey, how are y'all doing this morning? This is Jason Myers with Carolina Lending Group.
That's my man, Jason. How you doing, brother?
Good morning. Ben. How are you this morning?
I am fine. I don't know if you had a chance to listen, right? But what we was talking about was we were at the point where we was getting ready to talk about the financial issue. So let me just tell everybody a little bit about Jason. Jason is our mortgage broker, as well as he's a lender. And I'm telling you, I got with their company probably about 10, 12 years ago, right? And, you know, the guy told me, he said, "Hey, man, when you get out of bankruptcy, give me a call back," right? So I had talked to a few lenders, and they was like, "Yeah, we can do you, but you got to sell your house, you got to do this, you got to do that," all these buts, right? Yeah. So I remember, I said, "You know what, I talked to these guys a few years ago." Right, so I called them back. So when I talked to Jason's company, and they was like, "Give me a minute, let me work on it." Next thing you know, he called me back. "Yeah, we got you. You can buy your dream home, and you can keep your old house."
Because I was refusing to sell that
house. Yeah, we didn't want to sell the house because we wanted to start building this wealth, you know, and rent these houses out. So his company was able to do it, and then from that point on, it was like I would come to them and they say, "Okay, rates here or whatever. You can, you know, do this and do that." So any project we wanted to work on, this my man. I call him, you know, he pull us, he do what he got to do, and he gets it done. So, Jason, I'm introducing you to folks in Charleston. We on the radio. Can you just give them a little bit of information about just take it and talk about yourself, man. Do what you do.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity, guys.
All right.
I am a, you know, mortgage broker. Been in Charleston now. Well, I grew up in Charleston. I'm from Monk's Corner. And I've been in lending for coming on 20 years. You started out long ago with a different company, and then we started our own in 08. And we've been in business since then. We do a lot with credit repair for individuals. Every single, you know, credit report that we pull gives us a roadmap to help out the individual in terms of, you know, how they can get points back on their credit scores if we need to obtain a certain score. You know, if you're buying investment property, you need to have credit scores in the 660s to 680s.
Mm-hmm.
Every report we pull allows us to guide our clients. We are able to give you a roadmap. You know, so part of it, you know, way back when you guys got involved was, that y'all followed the directions. You
right.
know, you got the stuff done that needed to be done, and we got the points.
Gotcha.
So we try to do that for each and every client. We try to help you, you know, first off, get your dream home first, because that's where you're going to live. And then from there, you know, investment properties, second homes. If you're looking to build wealth, you know, investment properties are a great way to do it. You're using other people's money. You're using, you know, the bank's money to purchase the house, and then you're using the renter's money to pay for it. So that is a tried and true method in
yes,
the
sir.
United States of building
yes,
wealth over yeah. generations.
There you go.
So it really, you know, it helps that you start with square one, which is, you know, let us get a credit pull on you. We can give you direction, and then, you know, it is up to you. You know, and what I mean by that is that, you know, the individual has got to follow the steps. You know, you got to go in there. It's a method to it. You know, if you listen and you do the things that the report tells you to do, you know, this is a vendor for the credit bureaus. So they know exactly, you know, what they're talking about when they tell you, you know, if you pay this credit card to this balance and leave it there, if you, you know, open this new trade line, if we pay this collection, this is what it's going to do for you.
That's right.
Having that roadmap, I mean, the way I always describe it for everybody is you don't, you know, Ben, if you were going to drive to, let's just say, Santa Fe, New Mexico,
right?
You just going to get in the car and go, or are you going to get a roadmap?
Yeah, you better get a map.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may end up in just Mexico.
You may end up anywhere. You know, you don't know if you've
you
never
don't
been
know
somewhere.
Where you going to end up?
Yeah.
So, you know,
been there,
like
done that.
You know, we like to think of it as we like to give people the roadmap, and then we will help them along the journey.
You
know, so the end result is purchasing your first home, purchasing an investment property, refinancing something so that you can get capital to purchase something else. You know, that's another popular thing once you own some properties.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the step one is always, you know, let's get you pulled up, let's get a credit report. That credit report will tell me the good, the bad, the ugly. Okay. We never expect someone to be 100% ready to go, you know, day one, if they've, you know, had some credit problems in the past.
Exactly.
What I typically see is if somebody has had a bad experience with credit, they almost, you know, it's like they hide it, you know, like, and what I mean by that is they just say, okay, well, I'm just going to pay cash for everything. Okay. Well, you know, that's a popular misstep. Because the only way that you can improve a bad credit score is by them having something to judge you on. And that means that you have to have, you know, a credit card that you pay off monthly. You have to have a student loan that's being paid on time. You know, those are the kind of things that people will think, okay, well, you know, they burned me once, I'm not going to use any credit anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. The reality is that, you know, our society is not set up that way. And what I mean by that is that it's very hard to be in a cash position and purchase real estate. It's just very, very difficult to do that. You know, that's not to say it's impossible. You know, I think you're now at the point where you're buying most of your stuff with cash, but
hey,
you didn't start that way.
Hey, hey, talking, you're telling them too much.
Oh, come on, Jesus.
All right, can we go to a commercial?
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we got
you, man.
You didn't start there. And, you know, again, you want to be able to access credit from banks.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, right now with where money is, you know, it's cheap.
Yeah, go into that a little bit, Jason. Can you
sure.
talk to him a little bit about that?
Rates, you know, for your primary residence, you know, the house that you're going to live in and you know, list as your permanent address. Any type of program you're seeing right now, the rate's around the 3% mark. You know, some days it's a little bit below, some days it's a little bit above.
Right.
But for the most part, we've been there pretty much since the pandemic started. So you're talking since 2020. So you've seen a vast majority of people, hold on one sec, be able to refinance to lower interest rates, which is just going to help them have more capital, you know, to invest.
Right.
Or pay off, you know, other debt that's at higher rates. You know, that would be a cash out refinance situation. Basically, what that gives you is that gives you more access to cheaper capital. If you're paying, you know, above 4% on your mortgage right now, you know, you need to refinance. You need to get to that 3% mark. And at the same time, with the Charleston real estate market, you know, our market's on fire. And I mean that, you know, the appraised value on your home has gone up significantly in the last 24 months. That's across the board. Exactly. That's everywhere in Charleston. What that allows you to do is use some of that equity to pay off other debt that's either at a higher interest rate or use it to invest in additional property. You know, so there's a lot more flexibility and opportunity that is available due to the lower interest rates.
And that's basically
investment property.
Go ahead.
You know, rates will be a little bit higher, but at the same time, you know, take care of the first step, which is, okay, look, let's free up as much cash as we can. You know, if you've got a 5% interest rate and you refinance to 3%, that savings is additional money that you have to go out and grow your wealth.
Exactly.
You know, that's something that you want to take advantage of first. And then at the same time, hey, you know, the home value's gone up 20%.
Yeah.
Well, if you were already sitting on some equity and it's gone up, that there is your first resource to use for purchasing an investment property is, exactly. You know, cash out of another piece of property that you have.
Yeah.
The reason that it's advantageous to take it out of your primary is that you're going to write that off. You're going to write off most of that interest expense versus your income.
Exactly.
So, you know, again, it's a great resource to help people get started, especially if they want to acquire other properties. And, you know, right now, you know, for, you know, lack of a better term, the time is now. You know, I mean, there's great interest rates out there. You can access some of this money.
Mm-hmm.
There's multiple options for doing it, whether it be, you know, a cash out refi or whether it be getting an equity line on your house.
Right.
There's a number of different tools that we can provide or point you in the direction of that will allow you to access some of that capital so that you can go out and, you know, purchase that first investment property.
Good, good. Well, that's what we're going to talk about next. Jason, I really appreciate you calling. As a matter of fact, could you give them your information so if anybody wanted to get started on this path, they can come to you and you can kind of work with them? I know you work with a lot of the longshoremen.
My company.
Yeah,
my company's name is CarolinaLendingGroup.com. You can find me. I'm in Mount Pleasant. My telephone number is 843-209-9735. And my email is jason@carolinalendinggroup.com. And there's links on my website that will give you my cell phone number, and you can also email us there.
Okay.
And again, you know, we're here, we're local, and, you know, we've been here for about 20 years.
Yeah, and me and Alberta, we can vouch for them. I'm telling you, man, dealing with this guy was an
awesome
great
awesome.
Is part of our strategy to hopefully pass this wealth along to our children. We want to thank you, Jason, for everything we've done in the past and everything we're going to do in the future, okay?
Yeah, because right now
all right.
There's
I appreciate
a lot of
it,
people.
Guys. You'll have a good Sunday.
Right.
Thank you. There's
all right.
A lot of
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Family and friends
bye.
Right now that already have houses. So what he was explaining right just now will really help to understand that you're already in the start with your first house.
Right. Yeah, and that's what he was alluding to. He was saying that basically what we did is exactly what he's talking about, right? We owned a home, and we refinanced
right. That
house because when we bought it brand new, the value went up $70,000 worth of equity. So instead of allowing the bank to hold the $70,000
right. For
the next 20, 30 years,
we
I went back and borrowed the $70,000, took the $70,000, bought a house in Somerville for $40,000. You know what I mean? And then fixed the house up. Now the house in Somerville is now worth $150,000. Mm-hmm. I only paid $40,000 for it. I got $10,000 in the renovation. So I got $100,000 more off of that refinance that I got. So and you take the $100,000, you go back to the bank, say, hey, look, I got a house that's worth $150,000. I want to borrow $150,000 on it. you go grab the 150 and go buy three more, you know, and do the same thing over and over. And when you put someone in the house and they rent the house out, then they're helping to pay the mortgage. So it's not actually coming out of your pocket. The main thing, and the key to this type of plan is that you cannot live off the rent. The rent have to go back to the mortgages and to pay down debt and stuff like that. So you got to continue working. But after a certain amount of time, you'll be in a position where the properties will be paid off and it'll be true capital, residual income coming in. And then you could just do it over if you want to or whatnot. But the way we got here was, and I want to go back to this, it is really important. I know it's Sunday morning, it's a gospel station. I hope a lot of people, if you got an ink pen on you, I want you to grab an ink pen. I just want you to grab a piece of paper and just make an X, a cross, right? All right? You need to say something?
Yeah, definitely. Benny, I want to say this, man. There's millions of listeners on the Jay Wright Show. They listen every Sunday. And they know that this is an informative talk show, and they got a pen in their hand, so they're ready to write down.
They're ready to write this?
And so Benny, share it with them, and let's get them on board.
All right. Okay, like I told you, back in 2005, we had, and I'm gonna try to move quick because I knew we were running out of time, but 2005, we was in bad shape, okay? And I was sleeping. God woke me up, told me, say, lay my troubles on the cross. I didn't understand what he was saying, so I kept praying and praying and praying, and he finally showed me the cross again, and he said, okay, draw the cross. I drew out the cross, right? And it's almost like it's like the cross. And he said, what I want you to do is I want you to take your bills and break them up by four. So, for example, just for the sake of number, if my mortgage was $1,000 a month, then that means that's $250 each week because I get paid weekly, right? So I would put aside and get a money order and put it in that little binder my daughter was talking about, in an envelope, and see, I would get the money order and tear up the receipt. So it wasn't no on Thursday going back, getting it, money back so I can go and do my alcohol and drugs,
right?
So what I'm saying is that I would make that a dedication on my payday, boom, to that to that week. And so you got $250 first week of the month, that's from 1 to 7, right? Then you got from 8 to 15, then you got from 16 to 22, and then 22 to 29, right? 29 days, the days of the month. And I would put that $250 in the envelope. So at the end of the month, when I owe my mortgage on the first, all I got to come up with is with $250 because I got $750 already in the binder. And when we started doing that, we did the rent, car notes, mortgage, car insurance,
electric bill, water. Yeah.
And everything was done with a money order, mm-hmm. right? And this back in money order days, this before electronics and cash apps and all that kind of stuff, right? But we would have each envelope in each bill when we paid it, and what happened, I would sign it when we paid a bill or put a money order in the book, and she would sign it on the next sheet, right? So you would not only see what transaction we did for that bill on that day of the month, but you would see that she acknowledged that we paid it.
It was like a check off.
And I wouldn't acknowledge that we paid it. And we did this till like now. We do this now. You know? And ever since we started doing this, and I'm going to tell you, we haven't missed a payment in 14, 15 years. You know what I mean? Because it's so simple. I mean, just imagine electric bills be due on the 10th of the month every year, right? And it's always about $250. Well, if I get paid weekly, if I just grab 70, well, I ain't great with the math on it, right? But I'm just figuring $50, $55 or whatnot every payday and put it aside for the electric bill so when it's due on the 10th, I could just send it off because sometimes they used to get four money orders from us. I know they were like, what are these people doing?
Hey, but we had to stick to the program that was going to work for us.
Right, right. And then when we did that, that allowed us to rebuild our credit. You know what I mean? And our credit got good. I always had good income, right? But our credit got good enough to go to people like Jason and say, hey, listen, are we ready to make a purchase? And then the key to rental property and real estate and being able to transition that to your next generation is you got to be able to physically use it within the market. And what I mean by that is you have to go with a rental manager that's going to give you a 1099 at the end of the year. See, a lot of people want to rent a house out but keep the money as undercover cash and don't want to pay taxes on the money. But a lot of stuff you can write off, so it ain't like you're paying taxes, but you get that 1099, and then you can say, well, these properties is generating this amount of income, and then what happens after a while is you can separate that from your income and say, my business over here would like to buy another house or apartment building or something like that. So it's a great way to get started. I mean, and if you haven't credit problems, or just imagine what happens if you break your mortgage up into four and you set it aside every week. See, the problem with not doing it is, okay, you work the last week of the month and here comes the first. So that whole check you get that week got to go to help pay the mortgage. So now you broke till the 15th.
And you're back in that cycle of being behind on your bills and credit getting messed up. And then what end up happening, what we do? We quit. Hold in, you know. And then that's where you find yourself saying, man, I'm not going to do this. And then you look 10 years already passed.
10 years done passed. Yeah. So
would y'all be in agreement that recovery is not possible without, you know, it's harder to recover if you don't have a plan. Would y'all agree?
I agree 100%. Yeah. You're not going to recover if you're continuing to do the same thing that caused you to get there anyway. So the plan for recovery has got to be that roadmap. And the roadmap is, it's mandatory that you fix your credit. You got to fix it. Pay it on time. You got a caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to jump on the call. We're going to jump right in and take the caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome, WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Rice Show, and in the studio with me is The Flower.
Good morning, Cousin Johnny.
Good morning.
And Mr. and Mrs. Flowers.
Good morning
to you all. Mm-hmm. I love the information that you're giving out, and I'm learning so much from it. And I think you all are doing a wonderful job at what you're doing.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we just want to share this information so as many people can get started. A lot of people want to get started at doing it and just trying to give them some information on how to get started.
And Cousin Em, I want to always thank you for listening to the show and chiming in. You are that regular weekly caller. Cousin Em, y'all know Cousin Em. She listens and she calls in from the upper parts of North Carolina. But more importantly, she knows good informative information when it's being shared. And I think she just really want to thank you both for what you're doing. And thank you again.
Okay.
All right. But the thing I wanted to say, too, also is sometimes people say, well, where could you get a house at for $50,000? They're out there. But you're looking at it like the house that's already fixed up and, you know, it's the beautiful thing. Well, we found some of the ones that everybody did not want to touch and wanted to do, but that comes with some work.
Yeah.
We put in some work doing that, and I didn't mind breaking my nails and didn't worry about the hair or none of that, you know. It was putting the focus and the energy on the goal and the mission that we had, and that was to do the work.
Yeah, we built what you call sweat equity in all of our properties, right, where we would go in and do the work, 80% of it ourselves. And, I mean, when you get to some of the serious stuff, I would hire somebody. But, I mean, me and this woman right here, I mean, if I went under the house, she went under the house. If I went up on the roof, she was up on the roof, too. So we did a lot of that ourselves. And, you know, I'm really proud of the fact that you was right there. And she actually can take a paintbrush and cut a better line than me, you know.
Well, you know, I got to chime in now because, you know, I'm a combat veteran and tired Army man. But I can't do roof work. But Alberta... I saw a video with her on top of the roof doing roof work, and I said to myself, I got work to do. I gotta beef up what I'm capable of doing because if Alberta can do this,
she can do
be able to do this. So, Benny, I tell you what, you know, let's not only talk about how many homes you have, but Your renovation and the work that you're doing, I'm going to share this on my Facebook post today for sure, so you can look back at some of the work that Alberta and Benny has done, and you'd be amazed and very proud of them. But I'm more just as proud of this sister right here that I've seen doing the work that, you know, we call male work, you know. That's not the case, because I think they got they're focused. They got a vision, and she's bought in, and they both bought in. And so when you see her on top of that roof, you say to yourself, is she really up there?
No, she up there. Trust me, she up there. She really up there.
Yes, it's not like I wanted to be up there, but I figured like this here, you know, do the work. This is yours. Put your hand to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I enjoyed it. You learned something, you know, and you conquered some fear, like me being able to go up on a roof and climb up on this ladder and paint this house on the side. And it was, you know, rewarding. So you can do it.
Yeah. So you said, talk about how many properties?
Yeah, how many properties you have?
Okay. As of right now, we have our home that and that's number one. And then we have 7 rental properties. Yeah, so that's 8 altogether. 7 active rental properties. They're all rented out and whatnot. And we have the one that we're in. So that's our 8 children, 8 houses. I mean, we might be looking at doing some other things as well now. But our goal, we met our goal a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And we thank God for that. We really want to thank God for that, because God has guided us to all these different peoples, you know what I mean, with these plans and stuff like that. So this is not my knowledge, you know what I mean? This is knowledge that was actually given to us, and we just followed it and listened, you know. Yeah, and as far as you said, net worth, I don't know.
We're gonna, we're not gonna talk about that.
You ain't gonna know about no net worth.
No,
I can't remember.
We'll talk about net worth after the show.
Yeah. I can't.
I don't recall.
Yeah. Commercial, gotta go to commercial,
but anyway, you know, and then we also have a daughter that's out on the West Coast in California.
Wow, yes, we do.
She's ex military. And she's doing real estate, and I'm telling you, I'm so proud of
her. And her husband started a brokerage.
Yes.
And they right now got 17 or 19.
No, they have like 20, it was 25 people that's
25 now?
Yes.
Yeah, 25 agents. And I don't even know a real estate company in Charleston that got 25 agents.
And steady growing.
You know, so, yeah. And they steady, and they both was active military.
And they
just worked at San Diego area, and then more military come to them, and they come, you know what I'm saying? So she's doing great. So, and they all were young, you know, and they all were, oh, mama, oh, daddy. But now they all kind of, they seeing it. They following some of these things that, you know, God has given us, and they're doing great. Yeah. But, you know, other than that, I think that's basically what we do. One last thing before we go. I know we got 2 minutes, right? I want to make sure I say this right. And that way all the kids would be listening and stuff like that. See, our plan is to formulate the trust. And the trust is going to basically say, when we pass, these properties are going to become you guys collectively, but individually as well. So each one of you guys would get the rent from one property, right? But stipulation on the property is that you can only be sold to purchase another piece of equal or more value. You know what I mean? So if you can take one and buy two, you can do that. But you can't sell it and take the money and go to the mall.
And they have to come into agreement with that. So
it's
a lot of stipulations. So it
and that's the way it. That's the way you lock it into the family as income generating, so
go.
The family could benefit and prosper down the generation. So you got to make sure you leave specific instructions on what they need to do with the wealth.
Well, Benny, Alberta, I want to thank you so much, because I'm telling you, this has been a wealth of information. But more importantly, we often never get a chance to put our hand on real people that are doing real things. And this is what you guys have done. I want to thank my sponsors. We're right up here at the end of the show. The show is always so excited. I mean, we need 5 hours. But we're going to keep on working with one. Ask You Paint and Body Shop, Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, Gyrus Place, Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson Hall Funeral Home, Hannibal's Kitchen, Family Seafood Market, 843-747-1999, Check Masters, Check Cashing, and y'all heard earlier from Wallace, our sponsor, Tree of Life Ministry on Rivers Avenue. Thank you all so much for being on the show with me today, Benny and Alberta, and I'll make sure I share your information, because I think everybody need to be in touch with you guys. And I really want to thank you. Really want to thank you. And I'm sure your kids can't help but to be
very appreciate
proud.
You, man. Thank you, too. We want to thank God for his giving us an opportunity to be able to share this.
Thank you.
Good morning. All right. Stay in peace till next week.